Christmas children's eyes and toasting the dead, feeling much worse. It's what all it's worth to be a man of the year. It's what all it's worth to be a man of the year. What's become a man if only he could write a sonnet? He places his life upon it to be a man of the year. It's what all is worth to be a man of the earth. The wife and kids were already there. The wife has fixed her hair. They're polishing his wicker chair. Looking so bleak. At the end of the week, you'll be needing a nurse. It's what all is worth.
listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague.
Could I have just one more beer? I got two. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and on the CJSF 90.1 FM. We are live in Vancouver on a very sunny Friday afternoon. And it's time for a bike ride. You got to get out. We're in the middle of elections here right now because we had advanced polls Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then we have full election on Monday. And I worked Saturday, Sunday, about 14 hours each day. And then I'm working again on Monday. So I'm in the middle of this zone where you kind of do these long, long days. And it's kind of interesting physically, shall we say. You heard the Stranglers, the song Never Look Back, Out of My Mind, Where I Live, Too Many Teardrops, Man of the Earth, Let's Celebrate in This Place, 96 Tears, Something Like You, Sweet Smell of Success. Not the greatest Stranglers album, I would say. Apparently, from what I am reading, Hugh Cornwell liked it, but the rest of the band didn't like it too much. And it was the last album that Hugh did with the band before going solo. So that's what you get. And when a band's on its way out and having differences. Now, I've seen Hugh Cornwell twice live. Absolutely amazing. I really, really like him. And yeah, it is a statement. I realised it was actually 1990 when that album came out. So, produced by Roy Thomas Baker. He produced some flops in his day. Not all his albums that he produced were actually hits. And this next one was probably the top of the flop list for Roy Thomas Baker. It involves a friend that I met through another friend when I was visiting England called Paul Hutchinson, who lived in Wigan. The black hole of music, some might say. And his buddy Chaz Cole. My old bandmate Andy Blakely played drums with these guys until they replaced him with the drum machine, apparently. But anyway, the next 25 minutes or so are going to be pretty sad musically. There's a couple of potential songs on this that are, you know, could have been hits with a bit of something, but nah, not really. This is just goes to show that even when you're a top of the line A-list producer, you can produce some pretty crap. And no offense to my friends who were involved in this project, but this is what it's about. So this is a band called Espionage. This album came out in 1983, and this track is something called The Sound of Breaking Hearts, right here on the House of Prog and Transatlantic Express.